KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Matt Bellany of The Hollywood Reporter. And Matt, we're just about at the year anniversary of the two exposés in The New York Times and in The New Yorker that brought down Harvey Weinstein, who is now under arrest and waiting trial. The question really that people ask is, what has changed? And this is particularly in light of what has gone on with the Kavanaugh nomination to the Supreme Court. What has changed? When do we believe the women? In Hollywood, some things have changed and some things haven't. And just to start with one example, you know, CBS got rid of a showrunner, Brad Kern, who was an NCIS New Orleans showrunner. This was after, I don't know how much struggle of complaints and investigations. And finally, they have just gotten rid of this person with all these allegations. But meanwhile, there's a director of photography on an ABC-produced series that also airs on CBS, but it's ABC Studios. And this guy had multiple allegations, and he's still sitting there. And this is, I will point out, ABC at Disney, which let the John Lasseter thing drag on and on well after we had reported it. So, you know, mixed report card, I guess, right?
And that's the real issue here, is I think that in this year of what many have called a reckoning or a purge or whatever you want to refer to the willingness of people to come forward with stories and the willingness of companies to act on those allegations, we've seen a lot of people brought down and we've seen a lot of people investigated or had a finger pointed at them and not brought down. And it raises that question of what the standard is right now and whether there is some kind of an industry-wide culture or standard or practice of what kind of behavior is appropriate and not appropriate. And I don't know that there is one.
I don't think there is. I mean, in terms of what we report, I have to say, I feel that to get something published, the standard is pretty high. You know, when people start saying witch hunt, I say you should go through legal review with us because almost invariably we get threatened with litigation. Our lawyers are brought in to advise us as to whether what kind of risks we're taking or where our story needs bolstering. So it's not that easy. We don't just publish these stories. Now, having said that, there was an allegation against John Bailey of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, and he was exonerated. And from what I gather, this was not a valid allegation. It just vanished. You know, normally I will say when you get an allegation that's valid, there are others. As I often say, it's never a one-off. So the process seems to have worked in that respect. But we both know people who are in jobs now who probably shouldn't be.
That's true. But I think the way companies are operating is they are taking allegations seriously for the most part when they are published by a media outlet, but they are doing their own investigation. And that is a springboard for some kind of an internal or external inquiry. And that's where you get the vagaries of standards, because some companies, like you look at some of the talent agencies, they have acted very quickly in a number of instances to get rid of agents that have been accused of sexual misconduct. It just happened at CAA with an agent named Adam Berkowitz, who was let go after an incident at the Governor's Awards. But then you have other agents who are investigated and cleared. So they are doing some kind of investigation. It's just that's where the specifics are less clear of what they're looking at.
That's Matt Bellany, editorial director of The Hollywood Reporter. He joins me this Monday at 2 o'clock on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.